Lord says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God, to know me. That word knowledge goes right back to what I was pointing out earlier. Intimacy. The Bible says that Adam knew his wife and she conceived. God has to know you. God is all about knowing, intimacy. Man, you and me, one on one. God is an intimate God. Y'all got to be united, one, bonded. God says, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But like men, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers and defiled with blood. So bands of robbers lie in wait for him. So the company of priests murder of the way of Shechem. Surely they commit lewdness. And he goes on describing these offenses. But what I really want to highlight right here is where God is talking about how he desires us to know him, okay? Know him intimately, all right? God also says that how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Now, when we hear such statements, when God makes statements, it's really incumbent upon us to just pause and just meditate on these statements. And like Pastor Price, always says, it's not about knowing what, but why? Why? See, when you're dealing, that's another thing about love. When you really love somebody, you pay a lot of attention to what they're saying. You zero in. You pay close attention. You listen up. You don't, the words, when you love now, I mean, if you've been in love before, you know what I'm talking about. When you're in love and you just, dilly-dallying, you're skipping down the street. And you remember that love when you was in that puppy days love? You hung on there every word. You hung on that every word. And that's love. So when God is speaking, you should pay attention, all right? When God says things like walk together, it's because God wants to walk with you. God has always wanted to walk with man. God has always wanted fellowship with man. God's always wanted to deal and dwell in the midst of mankind. God, that's just his business. You just got to know him. You're dealing with anybody, you should know him. That's God, all right? God is an intimate God. You got to be one. I'm going to have to try to expedite this because this computer or whatever. But I want us to look at, I want us to look at the very purposes of the New Testament Christian and what we have been brought to. See, the first thing after we have been reconciled unto God, after we have been joined back to God, then Paul tells us that we ourselves have become ministers of reconciliation. But what is reconciliation? Okay, reconciliation is bringing something back. Okay, it is bringing something right back in the family, right back in the fellowship. And Satan, the devil, hates this. He hates this, all right? The devil hates for you to know. He hates for you to know the real picture of God. He hates it with all his heart. The devil goes through so much length and he goes through so much trouble to paint God out to be this mean, evil, treacherous tyrant. And you see it. You see it in all of those pagan cultures. You see it in the ancient even the Near Eastern, you see it in Islam, you see Allah, you see that God, that false God Allah. He's an evil, mean, brutal. But that's the devil. He has to point, he has to show you a depiction of some, he has to always take God away from his beautiful, pure, loving, family nature. So you look at the Japanese depictions of God, and they have that those mean fire dragon gods. All right, you look at the Native Americans. You just the devil will always point and make a depiction of God totally contradictory from what he is in true nature, which is a father who wants love, who demands love, and he's always trying to reconcile man unto him, people unto him. Amen. So, you know, any depiction of God, again, I mean, when you also look at works, okay, works of the works doctrine, the works, anything that shows that, yeah, you could say, okay, yes, in the beginning, or not rather in the beginning, but when God dealt with the children of Israel, he did give them laws and he did give them rules and he did have them perform rituals and things of that nature. But that was never really God's heart. That was never really God's intention to have them perform and do works. It was always in God's grand scheme of plan that he would live with them and dwell with them. And hopefully we've got enough time I can deal with that verse. But I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I want to show you and I our very responsibility as those who have been born again and reconciled unto God. So he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Ain't that what I'm doing right here? I'm dead serious. I know the terror of the Lord. Because everything that's not like God and everything that's not been reconciled back unto God, the terror of God is that he's going to destroy all of that. He's going to just simply categorize you as Satan and as an offender. And he's going to just lump you in with all the rest of his enemies. And he's going to destroy you, all right? He's going to destroy you. You will be destroyed. So it says right here, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. He goes on, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one die for all, then all die. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet know we now him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And, pay attention, 2 Corinthians 5:18 has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's our ministry. That's our responsibility. All right?